Another company that does a lot of business in China, Boeing, is bracing for a possible strike by its largest union. That union is the International Association of Machinists. Union members vote today on whether to ratify Boeing's latest contract offer or walk off the job. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
From the perspective of the union leadership, this is the time to play hardball. Boeing's profits are soaring. The company's order book for new planes is bulging. And with the airlines eager to get their jets as quickly as they can, Boeing can ill afford to have production work come to a halt, especially on its already delayed flagship plane, the new 787. But while Boeing doesn't want a strike, it says it can't give the union everything it wants. Still, company spokesman Tim Healy says the contract offer is the best in the aerospace industry, beginning with an 11% wage hike over 3 years, plus a cost of living increase.
Pension increases of 14%, lump sum bonus and a ratification bonus that's going to be more than $6,000 for most employees. We think that's an outstanding offer.
Longtime Boeing machinist Jim Levitt doesn't see it that way.
I think it's completely inadequate, and I will be voting to strike.
Levitt suggests the company is playing fast and loose with its numbers. He contends that many of the lower-paid workers still won't be receiving a family wage, and pensions will still be far too meager.
Many of us were shaking our heads in bewilderment that the company at this point, when they could very easily have labor peace and good morale, has chosen instead to try to pound us down.
Other union complaints include inadequate job security commitments and increases in healthcare costs. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.